Mitot Sharia.
יש לנו כאן במשנה בדף תסבב עמוד א', סיפה. אנחנו עד עכשיו ראינו את הרשע. יש סיפה, אחד אומר בפני נכתב, ואחד אומר בפני נכתם, פסול. זאת אומרת שיש לנו שניים שמביאים את הגט, ומחלקים את העדות של בפני נכתב ובפני נכתם ביניהם. אחד אומר בפני נכתב, ואחד אומר בפני נכתם, פסול. ואז אחר כך כתוב משנה רב יהודה מכשיר, והסוגיה שלנו אומרת, חולק היה רב יהודה אף בראשונה. כלומר שבמקרה שלנו, באחד אומר בפני נכתב, ואחד אומר בפני נכתם, יש בעצם מחלוקת תנא קמא שפוסל, ויש שיטת רב יהודה שמכשיר. אוקיי? We have two שליחים, We have two individuals bringing the get. One says בפני נכתב, one says בפני נכתם. תנא קמא פוסל ורב יהודה מכשיר. הסברה של תנא קמא שיפסול, why should it be possible? ראינו ברשע של המשנה, המביא גט ואומר בפני נכתב ולא בפני נכתב, בפני נכתב ולא בפני נכתב, פסול. כלומר, אחד צריך להגיד בפני נכתב ובפני נכתם. Here we don't have anyone who's saying the proper formula. V'ra'ina b'mishnah she'ezero l'chatchila ze ma'akev. As b'fushut ish hemshech. Hemshech shel oto ra'ayon. Just one more ukimta. We had an ukimta b'fanei nechtav kula, b'fanei nechtam chetzio, v'chula yesh od ukimta. Another case where we lack the totality of the verbalization b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam ayadei echad. Rav Yehuda machshir. Here, כאן יש לנו בעצם שתי אפשריות. What is the possibility which is rejected? Tosus raises and rejects it, but it's an interesting possibility. What's the uniqueness of this case as opposed to the previous cases? We had a case of המביא גט יאמר בפני נכתב ולא בפני נכתם. בפני נכתם ולא בפני נכתב. בפני נכתב כולו, בפני נכתב חציו. בפני נכתב חציו, בפני נכתם כולו. And here we have echad omer b'fanei nechtav, echad omer b'fanei nechtam. Where is there room over here to say this case is different? That is opposed to Rav Yehuda agrees in the Reisha. He agrees in the Reisha that all those four cases are no good. Why over here would this case be good?
We have all the information.
We have a b'fanei nechtav and we have a b'fanei nechtam. Namely, previously we were missing something. Something was simply not on the table. Ma'ashen ken kan, we have it. The only problem is that it's being said by two people. Who says that's a problem? Maybe the takana of Rabbanan is simply that a get should be accompanied by a b'fanei nechtav and a b'fanei nechtam. And it's ma'akev. But who says to be one? Zeh ma'ashe tosvot ma'aleh b'daf tazayin ha'medbez tosvos yivra maskel alma berech eser shurot l'toch ha'tosvos v'yim tomar l'rava nama dilma ba'alma tzrichim. V'hocha de kosher, according to Rav Yehuda, in this situation, mishum dechad minayu masir aksiva, v'chad achasima. Maybe we have over here edus between the two of them. V'yein lomar dekevan de lomisir akulei milsa lo diek. Zatzanan, echad omer fanei nechta v'shnaim omer fanei nechtam kosher, alma mehemen chad, af agav de lomisar ela haksiva l'chuda, v'lo amrinan de lo diek. That's Tosus's question. Maybe this is the reasoning behind Rav Yehuda. V'toso doche. Yesh lomar diyemisa detzrichin bialma gam kan lo haya mo'il dekevan she'en kan elo echad she'meid al chasim al levad osi lachlufe bekiim shtaros bialma. Af agav de'idoch meid al haksiva me'achar de'hai de'masid al chasima lo masid al haksiva. Namely, that we have a problem midrabanan. We have a problem midrabanan that people will misunderstand what they see in front of us. They'll think we have over here kiyum shtaros via one aid, via the one who says b'fanei nechtam. That's only overridden if he uses a broader formula. If he says b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. In fact, someone else says b'fanei nechtam is not enough to override the osi lachlufe. Okay, so that's not the reasoning of Rav Yehuda. What then is the reasoning of Rav Yehuda? So of course, l'chora Tanna Kamma is correct. We need a b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam by one individual. And here, we don't have one individual saying b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. Why over here should Rav Yehuda say kosher when we have two people bring a get, one says b'fanei nechtav, one says b'fanei nechtam? know, what does the Gemara point out?
You don't need the...
There's no need for b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Whatever they're saying is icing on the cake. Pashut lo tzrichim b'fanei nechta kasher shnayim mevi'im. Lama? Ki kol ha-siba shel b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta ze biglal kiyum. V'kan yesh lanu eidim mitzuyim l'kayimo. Zehu. It's l'chora, a brilliant svara. Komar sheberega sheyesh lanu kan shnayim batmuna. May nafgamina ma omrim. Ma hevdel, ma heim ken omrim, ma heim lo omrim. Lo tzrichim l'agid klum. Im habal yavo v'yarer, yesh lanu shnayim shemetzuyim l'kayimo. We have two people from his hometown who brought the get. And that's all that we need. If it's such a wonderful svara, so why does the Tanakama disagree? Why does the Tanakama disagree? What? How could you undermine this svara of Rav Yehuda? So here we have in the Gemara a number of options. What would be the easiest option in terms of, not in terms of psak halacha, but at least in terms of the shitos that we're already aware of? Does everyone agree that the reason for b'fanei nechtam is eidim mitzuyim l'kayimo? We have Rabba. The easiest way of learning would be to say that Tanakama is the predecessor of Rabba, and Rav Yehuda is the predecessor of Rava. Shelefi ha-Tanakama yesh lanu kan baya shel lishma, l'chein tzrichim b'fanei nechtam, afilum shnayim magiyim, may nafkimina shel shnayim, tzrichim ladat sheze lishma, ve'en lanu kan et ha-echad shomer b'fanei nechtam v'fanei nechtam, ma'ashen kem lefi Rav Yehuda, hu betzem sover shekol ha-baya ze kiyum, kan yesh lanu eidem metzuyim l'kayimo v'chule. Habaya yechida ze shegmara go rotza la'amid et ha-machoket shel Rava v'Rabba ke-machoket tana'im. But that would have been the easiest way of learning the Mishnah, that here we have simply a takdim, we have a precedent for the machokas between Rabba and Rava. But if you don't want to do that, right? So then we have to learn the Mishnah both according to Rava and according to Rabba. So to learn it according to Rabba, the Gemara says, oh, we're dealing according to Rabba, and really it's la'achar shalamdu. That'll take away the problem of lishma. But we have, according to Tanakama, a gzeira shema yachzor hadavol kilkulo. And then Rav Yehuda holds, we're not gozer shema yachzor hadavol kilkulo. Then we could learn the Mishnah according to Rabba, but we have a machlokas on a drabanan plane, whether we're gozer shema yachzor hadavol kilkulo. How would we learn the Mishnah according to Rava, which is a little more important to us, because we pass them like Rava? How do we learn the Mishnah according to Rava? L'chora, Rav Yehuda is correct, that the moment that two people bring a get, that there's no need for a b'fanei nechtam at all. So kanereh, according to Tanakama, b'cholzot, if only one of them is a shliach, he has to say b'fanei nechtam. Otherwise, we have a problem of asi la'achufei, b'kim shtaros da'alma. And according to Rav Yehuda, we're not gozer asi l'achlufei v'kim sh'taros b'yalma, because we have a shliach saying b'fanei nechtam. We have the shliach saying b'fanei nechtam, and we have someone else saying b'fanei nechtam. That'll already solve the problem midrabanan of asi l'achlufei. Namely, that the whole machlokas over here, whether you learn like Rabba, whether you learn like Rava, is on a question of drabanan. How far were Chazal gozer? According to Rava, we have a machlokas whether we have an asi l'achlufei, if we're going to have a b'fanei nechtav, which is not said by the shliach, but it's in the picture. And according to Rabba, we're going to have a machlokas whether we're choshesh shema yachzer hadavar le'kilkulo. That is basically the sugya with one thing missing that runs throughout the sugya, and that is that the Gemara distinguishes between two cases. Everything we said up to now, we didn't need anything in our Gemara. We could have done all of this on our own based on the first paragraph. But the Gemara distinguishes between two situations. One situation is where we have in the Mishnah two people who bring a get. Are we talking about a shliach and an acher? Or are we talking about two shlichim? Everything that we set up to now is that we're dealing with a shliach and an acher. Then the Tanakama says that if the shliach says b'fanei nechtam and the acher says b'fanei nechtav, then that is out. Komar
shetzurichim, or I should say, according to everyone. In this case, we have a shliach plus one. Tzurichim b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. And in this case, according to the Tanakhama, it's no good. We don't have the shliach saying b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. And according to Rav Yehuda, we have the shliach saying b'fanei nechta. The b'fanei nechta comes from the acher. And we have a machlokes. Is this a case of asi la'chufei b'kiyim shtaros b'yalma? When we have a b'fanei nechta, but it's not said by the shliach himself. That's the machlokes over here. However, if we're dealing with a case of two shluchim, this is kasher l'kulei alma. The question is, what's going on over here? What difference does it make who the two are? In other words, if we say that when we have two shluchim, then we take Rav Yehuda's svara, and we say, we have Eidim Mitzvim L'Kayimo, might not mean if we have two shluchim, or we have a shliach plus acher. Why over here do we have machlokes on a drabanan? There's an assumption that you need to find a nefta, find a neftam. And in the case of two shluchim, there we say, we paskin like Rava, we're dealing with Rava lachar hagzera, Rava eft lachar hagzera. In other words, this is kasher l'kulei alma. Hey, problem number one. Problem number two is we have a strange machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. How do we define two shluchim? Rashi says two shluchim means two individuals who were appointed by the Baal, and what else do we need? The two of them are holding on to the get. It's hard to picture exactly how long do they have to hold on to the get. You know, so they have to travel on the plane, two of them holding on to the get. Is enough if when they come to the Bezdin, then they pull out the get and they're both holding on to it. Thus it says, whoever heard of Shnayim Adukim, why do you need two people holding on to the get? A. B, why do they both have to be Shluchim? It's enough if you have one Shliach and an aide that first person is a shliach. That's what it means by two shluchim. What kind of machlokas is this between Rashi and Tosfos? Okay.
Rashi omer, tachas yad shnehem, shishnehem adukim bo, ushnehem shluchim. And Tosfos says, ma pitom that we need shnehem adukim bo, and also, it's enough that simply one of them is a shliach, and the other one is meyid shebefanav nasan habalas aget lechavero laholich leishto. That's all that we need. What's this machlokes, and what's the whole difference between two shluchim and a lack of two shluchim? And this is not a new question. The same machlokes that we had back on Daf Beis Amud Beis. If we look back on Daf Beis Amud Beis, there we have Rashi. Da'asiyuha beitrei, u'shnehem na'asu shluchim legarsha, v'haget yotzei mitachat yidei shnehem. And there also Tosa says, what are we talking about? Who needs haget yotzei mitachat yidei shnehem? Who needs that we have that both of them are shluchim? L'chora, we have over here a very, very basic machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos as to what's the difference between two shluchim and a shliach and an acher. Let's go back to Rashi on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Beis. Rashi raises the question. Rashi Tet Zayin Amud Beis, and the last wide line. V'ikashe, kevan desof sof shnayim hein, mali shnehem shluchim, mali echad mehem, hare eidim mitzuyim l'kayimo. In other words, why would the Gemara distinguish between whether there are two or one plus one? What difference does it make? Two, one plus one equals two. Mein afkamina whether they're both shluchim or we have a shliach plus an acher. So Rashi explains, lo plug rabbanan, that the takana that we've been dealing with for the last 6 months of b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, is a takana of lo plug. Bein ba im chaburas anoshim leba yichidi. Any shliach who brings a get, whether he's a loner, whether he's accompanied by a minion of friends, it's irrelevant. He, the shliach, has to say afanai nechta, afanai nechtam. The ein mafchin ubodek be'ele, de lo muchacha milsa. That the shliach has no control over who comes with him. In other words, it's not necessarily going to be a situation of Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kayimo. in a situation where you have, let's say, the shliach is coming with the get, and it's Erev Pesach. So not only is he on the plane, right? He's coming from Muncie. There are 10 other people from Muncie on the plane who also know the handwriting of the sofer, the signatures of the Edim. But these 10 people, they're going to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. This one's going to Ramat Beit Shemesh. He's going to Tzfat. He's going to Eilat. In other words, he has no connection necessarily with those individuals. So we say the shliach always has to say fana nechta, fana nechtam, except in one situation. When we have a case where the Baal appointed two shlichim, milsa the muchacha, then it's clear that we have a situation of edim etzuyim lekayemo, v'lo shchichahi. And the moment that we have a situation which is muchacha, milsa, and lo shchicha, what can we overcome? The lo plug. We can overcome the lo plug. We overcome the gzera. Lo achmir be rabbanan. Here we can go back to Iker Hadin. Iker Hadin is that we need edim etzuyim lekayemo. That's why in Eretz Yisrael there's no need for b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechtam. Medina sayam. We're afraid that there's going to be a situation of ein edim mitzuyim lekayimo. The fact that the shliach happens to be accompanied by other individuals, lo plug rabbanon. Whether those individuals are bystanders, those individuals care about this woman, don't care about this woman, lo plug. However, in a situation where the Baal is going to point to shlichim, there we go back to ikar hadin. Edim mitzuyim lekayimo, there's no need for b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. How then does Rashi define these two shlichim? Real shlichim. Then we have to override the whole problem of lo plug. So you need the Baal actually appointing the two shlichim and adukim. We need a heker. We need a heker that this is going to be a milsa de lo shchicha enough to override a lo plug rabbanon. It's not so easy to override a lo plug. We have a lo plug rabbanon. You know how to take medicine on Shabbos? For thousands of years, we're not taking medicine on Shabbos, even though lechora the reasons don't necessarily apply. We have a lo plug. You need a situation which is a real muchacha milsa and lo shchicha in order to override a lo plug. However, according to Tosfos, this isn't a situation at all. We're not, you know, Tosfos is starting off from a totally different perspective. Let's look at Tosfos and the Beis Amidos. Dasiu habeitre, pirish akuntrus, lamando amar edim, ein edim mitzuyim lekayemo, elu yekayemuhu. V'kasha da'atu b'kipa togluhu shiyu mezumanim lekayemo kishiyavo habal v'ya'arer v'od lamali dasiu habeitre kach shavim shnayim en ashuk shemakirin chasim asa'edim. The questions of Tosos, Rashi answers that we're dealing over here with a overriding of a lo plug. The overriding of a lo plug is that the Baal turns to them into shlichim, then in achinami b'kipa togluhu, then their function is to serve as the Eide Kiyum. However, what has Tosus learned? Umafaresh Riva Daasyuha Beitre Vaamri Shehabaal Shlacham. And Tosus by us fine-tunes the Riva. It's enough if you have one Shliach and the other one who is made that he is a Shliach. The two lo mehemen lomar lo shlachtim. The Hoch Yamar Lakaman. Shnayim ein tzrichin lomar fanay nechtav uma ilu yomru b'faneinu girsha milo mehemdei ulahai lo chashinan shema yachtim b'mezid edim surim d'mistama kevin d'shach laget kedina so de'en ochashud lahachshila. What's Tosus's reasoning over here? How is Tosus understanding the concept that when we have asyu abeitrei, then when we have two shluchim, there's no need for fanay nechtav fanay nechtam? Where is he starting from? When two people bring a get, me'ikar hadin, any two people accompany a get, even if they're not shluchim, basically, should they be believed or should they not be believed?
Should be.
Why? Forget about mitzvim lekayimo. Forget about mitzvim lekayimo. Why should they be believed? Even if they don't say they were sent by the Baal. They have a migo. Any two people who want to come and bring a get should be believed because they have a migo. They could have said, b'feneinu girsha. They have a migo that they could claim their Eide Mesira, and therefore they should be believed that this get came from the Baal and it's, v'chulei v'chulei. Any two people should be believed. However, we have a problem of mezuyaf, that a Baal can always claim, what do you mean you gave that get to my wife? B'feneinu girsha. What do you mean you gave the get to my wife, or you saw someone give that get to my wife? That get is a piece of the shmata. That get is mezuyaf. The Baal can always be ma'arer, the get is mezuyaf. When can the Baal not be ma'arer, the get is mezuyaf? Either if the Baal himself gave it to the Isha, or he appointed them shlichim. Namely, the Baal would not go to the degree of appointing someone a shliach on a get which is mezuyaf. We're not choshish that he made the get mezuyaf and then gave it to the shliach. Okay, that's what Tosfos points out. Lo chashina shemahechtim b'meizir edim psulim mistama came under shalach laget kedina so. Namely, that what we have over here is basically two people are ne'eman because of a migo. Migo b'feneinu girsha. But what? Generally, we have a problem. We have a reyusa of irur the Baal. The Baal kimu ara, that's mezuyaf. If we know that we have over here a shlichus, that takes away the irur the Baal. So it comes along the route, the Tosfos, and says, all you need is one shliach and an aid that he's a shliach. So we have aidim that we have shlichut, the shliach, and an aid is a shliach, and that takes away the irur of the adon, and then we have a migo. So Tosfos is coming from his perspective. Rashi's starting off, we have a low plug. We have to override a low plug. In order to override a low plug, we need a case which is an exception of an exception of an exception. Two shlichim adukim beget. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, we're not dealing over here with overriding a low plug. We have a migo. These two people are neman with a migo. We just have a reyus on the migo, that maybe the Baal will come and be ma'arer, that the get is muzuyaf. We have to override the reyus. To override the reyus, all we have to do is know that we have over here shlichus. The moment we know that there's shlichus, even one aid, but the moment, one shliach, we need edus, that he's a shliach, when we have edus of the shliach, then we go back to our migo. So, kol echad l'shitato. Everything is fine and dandy. Tosis is l'shitato, and Rashi is l'shitato. Tosis is working off of a migo, therefore it's enough to have one shliach and one aid. You don't need adukim at all. Rashi is working off of a loprug, we have to override a loprug, there you need shnei shlichim, adukim, etc. The problem is when we get to the Rambam. We open the Rambam Tilkos Gerushin and want to know how the Rambam learns the sugya. So in Tilkos Gerushin in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Dalet, the Rambam tells us how he learns the sugya. Shnayim shehiviyu get b'chutz la'aretz, af al pi shelo nichta v'nechta b'fnehem, hoil v'nosno lehem haba litno le'ishto, hareilu nosnim la v'tehem igureshet, shaharei ein haba al yochol la'arer b'get zeh, the Rambam is saying black and white like whom? Tosfos. I mean, he's explaining it so beautifully. A whole Rambam over here with a whole svara that the reason that when two people bring a get, they're neman, all we have to do is just know that they're shlichim. Once they know they're shlichim, they have a migo. Ilu amru. And then there's no need for fana nechta, fana nechta. And even Tanakama agrees to that. Not with Rav Yehuda, even Tanakama agrees. The moment we have two shluchim, they're ne'eman. Comes on next Rambam, b'medra mamurim, bizman shehaget yotze mitachas yidei shneihem. Avalim ein haget yotze mitachas yidei shneihem, then tzrichim lomar b'faneinu nechta fanenechtam. Who is this? Which ukimta is this? Get yotze mitachas yidei shneihem? This is Rashi. We need two shluchim. Maybe it means adukim, right? In other words, that we have over here an identity between the two. This is not Tosfos. You have one shliach and an aid that he's a shliach. Ram says black and white. Medramurim bizman shehaget yotzei mitachas yidei shneihem. You can interpret it figuratively that they're both shluchim. You can interpret it literally they're both adukim. But either way, that's Rashi as opposed to Tosfos. So the Rambam gives the reasoning of Tosfos and the ukimta of Rashi. So this bothered the Magid Mishnah. So he quotes a Rashba that the Rambam in Halacha Tosfos is Rav Dafka. That when the Rambam says, get Yotzei Mitachas Yidei Shneihem, he doesn't mean Adukim. He doesn't mean they're both Shluchim. It's really enough if one of them is a Shliach. And, you know, that's what the Rambam meant. Okay, we don't learn Rambam like the Rashba learns Rambam. I mean, it's nice to know that Rishonim learned the Rambam that way, but we don't learn Rambam that way. We learn that the Rambam wrote something, he wrote it because he meant it. If he wouldn't have meant it, he wouldn't have written it. We don't have a Rav Dafka in the Rambam. So the question is, how then can you mesh over here Rashi's Ukimta with the Svara of Tosfos? Why go beyond Tosfos? The moment that we're dealing with the Migo, all we have to do is know that we have over here a Shlichut. We know we have a shlichut. Why, if we know that we have a shlichut, do the two of them have to be shlichim, and maybe even adukim? Why is that necessary in order to be able to have the migo? The migo, according to the Rambam, was hare ein habal yochol. As long as you have a case of nosnu lahem habal litno liishto harelu nosnim lavetei megureshet ein habal yochol laarer hare shluchav hem edov ilu amru shnayim befanenu nizgarsha hare zu megureshet avapi shein sham get. I suggested that you look in the Meiri. Does anyone have an explanation before we get to the Meiri? He starts, the Miri begins, Zeh shebi'arnu b'shtayim sheviyu gemin yines hayam she'in tzrich lomar fanaynecha fanaynechtav u'pirshenuha, he quotes Rashi, dafka she'aget yotzi mitachas yidei shneihem g'dolei harabonim sholim b'ma anu tzrichim l'kach hari mikol makom edem mitzuyim l'kayimo v'tirtzu l'plug rabonon bein baba chabura l'ba yechidi u'mikol makom kusha zo eino elo l'da'atam she'kosu she'shnayim she'viyu tzrichim she'yakiru ha'chasimo k'mo she'pirshu b'ika b'nai da'asviyo b'trei l'man do'amar b'nei she'enem mitzuyim l'kayimo l'eka heim yekayimu u'mikol makom kol sha'ar mefarshim kosu she'shnayim she'viyu ein tzorach she'yu makirim ha'chasimo b'nei she'dinam k'edei mesira u'ken amrinon ilu amru b'faneinu girsha hilkach ho'il ve'ein makirin b'inan d'lehavu travayu shluchim ad shenadunam ke'edei mesira. Be'inan de'lahave travayu shluchim ad shenadunam ke'edei mesira. Kein nirem iloshan gedolei hamachabrim, shekosu shnayim sheviyu get, afal pi shelo ra'uhu nichta v'nechtam, ho'u ba'al nosna lehem, nosnim osa v'tisgarish. V'ein ha'ba'al yochol la'arer, afal pi shenem mekuyam, sheshluchav hein heim edov, ilu yomru f'neinu girsha ne'emonim, afal pi she'ein sham get. He quotes the language of the Rambam, and he says this fits in with my theory, that my theory is Sheshnaim Shehevi Uhu, Ein Sarach Shiyu Makirin Achasima, Ne Shedinam Ke'ede Mesira, Kedamrinan Ilu Amru Befenenu Girsha. What over here does the Meiri add in that perhaps would link in, and he feels that this is chenir midas gedolei hamachabrim. What's the nature of the migo? What's the nature of the migo? Ilu amru b'fenenu girsha. Migo mehemde. What's the nature of the migo? That they could have claimed that they were edei mesira. When would we believe someone to claim that they were Eidei Mesira? Sheshluchav hein hein Eidov. Who has the right to claim that he was an Eid Mesira? What would link an individual with being an Eid Mesira? What potential did he have in order to say that he was an Eid Mesira? What standing did he have, perhaps? A shliach l'holacha has a shlichut. He has a mission. What is his mission? To be an Eid Mesira. Every shliach l'holacha is appointed by the Baal to be an Eid Mesira. And we paskin, and that shliach na'aseh eid. Shliach can become an aid. So every shliach haholacha can become an aid mesira. Comes the Meiri and suggests maybe the only individuals who have a migo to say we were aid mesira is someone whose entire mission is to be an aid mesira. We have a principle, chazaka shliach oseh shlichuso. The famous Gemara in Kedushin, in Nazir, that if someone tells a person, be a shliach to be mekadesh a woman in the world. Find the woman who's matim to me and be mekadesh her, then this person is now going to be asar in every woman in the world. Maybe she's a sister of the individual that the shliach was mekadesh. Maybe the shliach wasn't mekadesh anyone. Maybe he never met anyone that he felt would be matim. Chazaka shliach oseh shlichuso. We have a chazaka that if you're given a mission, you're going to fulfill the mission. So what the Meiri over here is pointing out, who would have the migo to say that he's an aid mesira? Someone whose entire raison d'etre is to be an aid mesira. So when we have shlichei holacha, kashir haget yotzei mitachat yidei shneihem, then they have a migo to say that they were aid mesira, because that is their function, that is their purpose, that's what they were sent to be. Therefore, their migo is a meaningful migo. Ma she'en ken shnayim bi'alma, ma pitom we should say that they were Eidei Mesira. What's their connection? Stop, in other words, to link into the world of Eidei Mesira. She'shluchav hein heim Eidov. This, again, goes back to our concept that perhaps a shtar goes beyond itself. Maybe the Eidei Chasima of a shtar can be considered to be Eidei Mesira. Here we're taking it one step further. That maybe the shlichei halacha of the shtar can be considered to be eidei mesira on the level of amigo. Then the Rambam fits in fine. When would we have amigo if we have a situation of nosnu lehem habal litno leisha, that their task is to give it to the woman? Then they would have the amigo. Ilu amru hashnayim b'fanenu nizgarsha, that we fulfilled our task. Harezo megureshet afal pi she'ein sham get. Then there's, you know, they would have that amigo. However, Medra Amurim, that's the only situation of a get yotzi mitachat yad shnehem. That's only when they are uniquely fitted for this migo. Havalim ena get yotzi mitachat yad shnehem. Then we don't have the migo, and then we would have to have one shliach saying b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Maybe we have over here three possibilities. We have over here one possibility of Rashi, that we have to override a lo plug. And for that, you need a milsa de muchacha velo shlicha. That's only in a situation where the Baal created two shlichim and the get is adukim biyadam. We have the other extreme of Tosfos, that any two people in the world have a migo to say, b'fanenu girsha. All we need is to override the error of the Baal. To override the error of the Baal, all we have to do is know that there was a shlichus. The moment we know that there was a shlichus, the Baal sent the get, he can't claim it was mezuyaf. But that's enough to have one shliach and an aid that he's a shliach. And then we have a case of the Rambam, where in Achinami, we're going to believe two people to say that they were Eidei Mesira, have a migo of Eidei Mesira, but who would have that migo? Hein hein shluchav, hein hein eidav. Only the individuals who were sent for that purpose, they would have the proper migo, and then you need two shlichim. We don't need adukim, necessarily, right? But get yoti mitachat yodam, that we need shehabal, nosnu lahem habal, litno leisha. They both have to actually be shlichim, not as a lav dafka like the Rashba, but as a dafka. Okay, yeah. It's only over here where basically, in other words, the get stands on its own 2 feet. But we have this outside possibility of ziyuf. We need eidim etzim l'kayimo. So we need the b'fanei nechtam to override the eidim etzim l'kayimo. In this situation, according to Tosos, if we know that there was a shlichus, then we don't need the b'fanei nechtam. Then we're going to assume that these two individuals have ne'eman mitzad demigo. Because me'ikar hadin, the shtar stands on its own 2 feet. Does stand on its own 2 feet, but in order to get rid of to override the problem that Rabbanan raised, here for that we have the Migo. A Drabbanan, yeah. Correct. Okay. The only other thing that we have over here in the sugya is a very unusual machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in a historical fact that we have over here a diyun in the Gemara, where the Gemara then brings in, you know, it's the Migo, that Rabbi Baruch Hanna Chalash, Olu Gabei Rav Yehuda, Olu Shiulei Bai, they asked what the question is, he answered them, Mayilu Amru, and Adahochi Asahu Chavra, Shakli Rishraga Mikamayu, out of Rishus, took away their candle, they weren't able to learn, and they had a whole discussion in terms of Hashgacha Pratis, or Hashgacha Chalas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they came to the conclusion that the difference between the Bavlin and the Roma'im can be put into a historical context, whether we're dealing with Kamei de Nesi, Chavrei LeBavel, or Basar de Asu Chavrei LeBavel, that before the Chavrei came to Bavel, Bavel was this America, right? This wonderful Golos where you can learn, and the Goyim were nice to us, and everyone lived happily ever after. But after the Chavrei came to Bavel, then that was worse than the Roma'im. That was a real difficult Golos. When did the Chavrei come to Bavel? So Rashi says the Chavrei came to Bavel b'imei hakas b'kishekavash koresh es malchus u'malch Bavel. That when it moved from the Bavlim and the Kastim to the Parsim, when the Golos of Paras began, right, Mordechai and Esther, that's already the Tkufa. That's already the tkufa that we're dealing with over here of, Mordechai and Esther, sorry, still before. Mordechai and Esther is still before. In other words, when we're dealing with Koresh, Koresh is not before. When Mordechai and Esther, when we're dealing with Koresh, that already was the tkufa of the Chavrei. It also says, no, the tkufa of the Chavrei came about in the time of Rav Yochanan. Time of Rav Yochanan, that's when the Chavrei came to Bavel. We're dealing with a difference over here of over 1,000 years. Koresh came in towards during the 70 years of Golos Bavel, towards the end of the 70 years. That's when Koresh began. And Rav Yochanan is an Amora. We're dealing with over 1,000 years later. What kind of machlokas is between Rashi and Tosfos in terms of a historical fact of over 1,000 years? Very, very unusual. I have nothing to add other than the fact that L'chora, when we speak about Bavel, I mean, in other words, according to Rashi, we're speaking about the entire time of the Tanoim and the early Amoraim was everything was fine and dandy. Only from the later Amoraim, that's when we have a problem of Chavri Yosel Bavel. I mean, according to Tosos, according to Rashi, the whole Tkufa was one of Chavri. Could be, but what, over 1,000 years they were slowly eating in. Okay, I don't know. Okay, what a suggestion I raised in the Besnerish this morning, and no one came in saying that it's a gzera shatzibur lo yachol lamod ba, is that we call it time for chazara. Basically, we have from the Mishnah on Daf Tes until the Mishnah over here on Daf Yud Zayin. It's about 7.5 blad of Gemara. Parallel to the first Chazara, it's simply to sweeten the package of the Chazara. What I'd like to do is the Thursday after Pesach, Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. In other words, to have a written Chazara. Mitzidi, it could be open book, open notebook, I don't care, but it'll be no more than an hour. So you have to know where things are in your Gemara or in your notebook, and then, you know, it's for the Sunday afterwards. We already have shiur on the first Mishnah over here on Daf Yud Zayin to move into the sugya of Zman and Gittin, Matiknu Zman VeGittin. Okay, so you have this week, and then you have the week afterwards, and Kaina Hara, we have Bein Hazmanim to be able to go over the 8 plot. Okay, so if that's okay with you, right, no one's throwing any esrogim, if that's okay with you, that way, so, you know, we'll be able to keep a sense of movement, and I hope that we'll be able to finish the second parak before the end of this month. I'd like to finish second Torah before the end of this month, before the June 15th. Okay. Beseder. The chazar is even for those who don't take it. It's good to chazar. It's good to chazar. You should make a kinyan.